Hey folks, Tom Bell here with your Diz Daily Fix for Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. Here's what's happening today. We are getting our first look at the new lobby at Disney's Coronado Springs at Walt Disney World. The major expansion and reimagining of the resort is well underway, and it will incorporate new features such as a two-story grand lobby that will welcome guests, a 15-story tower that overlooks Lago Dorado, the resort's centerpiece lake, 500 brand new guest rooms and concierge level suites, plus a new rooftop restaurant and lounge boasting panoramic views. To take a look at the new concept art, check out the article at wdwinfo.com. In other news, a Tallahassee, Florida woman has settled a lawsuit with Walt Disney Parks and Resorts. Back in 2015, the woman filed a lawsuit after she slipped in a puddle of water and fell while boarding Pirates of the Caribbean. This was at the Magic Kingdom in Florida. The original lawsuit was for $15,000. She claimed that Disney could have done a better job inspecting their boats. Disney, of course, argued that the existing signage and that the knowledge that it was a water ride should have clued her in. Terms of the settlement were not released. Finally today, what do you get a mouse who's turning 89 and has everything? Mickey Mouse is getting ready to celebrate his birthday with Disney Parks guests on both coasts. Mark your calendars. The big day is November 18th. Walt Disney World is planning to celebrate by handing out special Happy Birthday Mickey buttons to guests entering their parks. Commemorative merchandise and Sorcerer Mickey cake will also be available at the Magic Kingdom there. The Move It, Shake It, Dance, and Play It will have a special happy birthday tune for guests to sing and dance to. Plus the Cosmic Dance Party and the Dapper Dance will have a birthday flair. Festive photo props will be available in all four parks, and anyone who collects pictures from all four of them will receive a special folder and a sticker to mark the occasion. At Disneyland, there will be a special cavalcade for Mickey, including some of his friends and the Disneyland band. The fun will begin at It's a Small World and head towards Sleeping Beauty Castle, where it will pause for a special moment before heading down Main Street, USA. Along the way, guests will have plenty of opportunities to sing Happy Birthday to Mickey. Guests at the Disneyland Resort will also get the Happy Birthday Mickey buttons as they enter the parks. As he did last year, Mickey is embarking on a world tour to celebrate the big day, heading to Japan, Chile, Canada, China, and England before heading back to the U.S. for the big day. You'll be able to follow his adventures on Mickey's own Facebook and Instagram pages. On November 17th, just before the big day, Mickey will share some additional magic during a visit to ABC's Good Morning America. If you see Mickey Mouse during his travels or on his birthday, be sure to share it on social media with the hashtag #HappyBirthdayMickey. Today's featured article on the Diz comes from Mike Hughes, who talks about the demise of Disney Quest at Walt Disney World in a new article entitled, "The NBA Experience Can't Come Soon Enough." You'll find that, of course, at wdwinfo.com. Trending on the Diz boards today is a thread from poster DCLCrazy64622, who started a poll and discussion regarding the higher cruise rates on Disney Cruise Line. So far, 71% of the Dizzers who responded to the poll say that, yes, they are tired of the pricing and may look elsewhere. You can look for that poll and the discussion in the thread entitled "Just Saying No," and that's in the Disney Cruise Line forum at disboards.com. If you are heading into the parks tomorrow, it's going to be partly cloudy in Orlando with a high of 82 and a low of 64. A little cool in Anaheim, high of 69, low of 56. Welcome to fall. You can find links to all these stories and more on our Daily Fix main page at wdwinfo.com/dailyfix. That's going to do it for me today, but be sure to join us again tomorrow for the next installment of the Diz Daily Fix. Have a great day.